Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to WMFO Medford 91.5, and welcome back to the 10th, the DECA episode of Who's On First. This is your DJ, as usual, David Meyer. I have just a fantastic guest for you today. His name is Griffin. He is a well-known pianist and a Scarlet Knight sympathizer. To my new listeners, thank you for coming, and I hope you enjoy the show. To my returning visitors, thanks for coming back. If you're listening post-air, probably best to use a computer, or else it might cut out on my wonderful, wonderful voice. Who's On First is the show that, as you might know if you're returning, has the Who on first. You'll have to stay tuned to find out what's on second. And as for third, I don't actually know what's on third. Just kidding, I do know, but it's called I Don't Know What's on Third. To open it up, we're going to go with one of the more dissonant, moodier, more experimental Who albums. We're going to the musical sea where the instruments crash like waves. Let's start it off with Love Rain O'er Me. That was today's Who's On First. That was Love Rain Over Me from Quadrophenia. It's pretty intense, that album and that song. But next up, you'll find out What's On Second. What's On Second is the segment when I play a song that has what in the title of the song. And I've been having some trouble with memory these days, you know. I could not remember anything when I was talking to my housemate this morning. I can't remember even what I just said. So, What Did I Say by Ray Charles.
That's it.
That was What Did I Say by Ray Charles. That one was actually a live performance from 1959, and I like it better that way. Next up, I've got I Don't Know on third. For this segment, I shuffle my phone, and I choose the song from the top five clean songs of the shuffle. Can't corrupt the youth here. And this one's about traffic, or maybe it's a little deeper than that. You decide. It's called Green Light by Lorde.
I do my makeup in somebody else's car. We order different drinks at the same bars. I know about what you did and I wanna scream the truth. She thinks you love the beach, you're such a damn liar. Well, those great whites, they have big teeth. Well, they bite you, that you said that you would always be in love. But you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you? How we kissed when we danced on the light of floor. On the light of floor. But I hear sounds in my mind. Brand new sounds in my mind. But honey, I'll be seeing you. Up in a different bedroom, I whisper things, the city sings them back to you. Well, those rumors, they have big teeth. Hope they bite you. Thought you said that you would always be in love. But you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you? How we kissed when we danced on the light up floor. On the light of floor. But I hear sounds in my mind. Brand new sounds in my mind. But honey, I'll be seeing you.
That was Green Light by Lorde, which is a really good song. Other options for I Don't Know on third were Crash and Burn by Thomas Rhett, Dance Tonight by John Langston, Blue by Samuel Larson, and When Words Fail from Shrek the Musical. The other options were all good ones, but I had to choose Green Light by Lorde. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Now I've got more fun for you. I've got a radio guest who has an MD, but that MD stands for Maryland. It's my buddy Griffin. So I had Griffin randomly pick one of the lists I found of questions online. Griffin unknowingly chose an article from Live Career or Live Career, which I thought was funny because it could be either depending on how you read it. that lists 20 off-the-wall or wild-card job interview practice questions. Then I asked for some random numbers, found those correlating questions, and finally I have a surprise question for myself. We're going to start with these and see if I would hire Griffin or if he would work for any company that asked any of these. Griffin, thanks for being here, and first question. What did you want to be when you were 10 years old?
I'd probably have to go with fighter pilot. I think I saw Top Gun.
Nice.
I was younger, yeah. And I was like, Dad, that looks really sick. Of course, I never made an effort to actually pursue that.
Yeah.
But, in my head, that was pretty cool idea at the time.
Yeah. Well, when I was 10, I wanted to be 11. No, I gotcha. Nice. Thanks. Tough room. It's just two of us.
It's okay. Totally.
Yeah. I always said I wanted to be a civil engineer. But I never knew what that meant. I just knew when I said it, adults got super impressed. Yeah. And then eventually someone was like, you build bridges and stuff. And I couldn't even.
That's not what I thought it was.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's the engineering for the civilians.
Right.
Yeah. So I.
Yeah. No disrespect to those people.
Yeah.
If you're a civil engineer at Tufts.
No, you're doing a huge service
just not
that.
For us.
Yeah. I absolutely cannot do. But I'll tell you, adults, they thought that was the right answer.
Yeah.
Now
fighter
I say I'm
pilot,
going.
Not so much.
Yeah,
I think they're like, oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he'll see. He'll change his mind. Second question you unknowingly chose was: if Hollywood made a movie about your life, whom would you like to see play the lead role as you?
Oh wow. Well, this is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I haven't been asked this before.
Yeah.
Well, I can go one thing.
Yeah.
Now, I think it might not be the best pick for me, but a lot of people, especially when we've been on vacation,
mm-hmm.
think my dad looks like Nicolas Cage.
Really?
However, I think that would be a terrible pick for me.
Yeah.
If we're going based off appearance, there might be some similarities.
There might be some Cage in there.
There might be some Cage. I don't think the personality matches up at all.
Yeah. Well, he's a character actor. He can get in your head.
Right. I am in intro to acting this semester.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Exactly. Maybe I'll pull that one out.
Yeah, maybe you can play yourself.
A backup option. Trying to think of someone who's like roughly my age. Not my age.
Right,
like,
yeah, no,
you know,
there's some
the realm of reason here. Man, I don't know. This one's tough.
Looking at you right now, I'm thinking Gosling.
Okay. Oh, I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah,
I'll take
yeah.
that all day. Ryan, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll take that. Great pick.
Appreciate so that. If Hollywood made a movie about my life.
Yeah.
Whom would I like to see? Well, there is a funny thing. If we had a time machine, Brian Austin Green, I think his name is. He was on Beverly Hills 90210.
Okay.
And he played David Silver. And we look eerily similar in certain photos. So, and in personality, like he can get there. So I think if we had him. Right now, I think he's in his 50s and divorced. He's divorced from Megan Fox.
Well, that's in your story. That's going up later on in your life. So.
But I think that in terms of appearance, again, in terms of personality, I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard. But they're actors, so they can.
That's the whole point.
Right? That's not a concern.
We did this exercise where it was like cast your entire life, everyone in your life, in 7th or 6th grade. And I found that notebook recently from my English class. And I wanted to cast one of my friends, Brendan, I wanted him, The Rock.
Okay.
Like, we were in 6th grade.
Yeah.
I think The Rock has range, more range than people give him credit for. That
talented
said,
man.
I'm not sure he can pull off the I am 12 card.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Next one. These are wild card interview questions, I'll tell you that.
Yep.
Because it's a quick switch to if you had to be shipwrecked on a desert island. Well, I guess deserted island, probably.
Deserted island.
But all your human needs of food and water, all that were taken care of. What two items would you want to have with you?
So that's interesting because the food and the basic needs is not always included.
Right, yeah.
So, which I appreciate. Honestly, makes it a little
This one's all inclusive.
It's a nice island. I would have to go with electronic keyboard.
Oh, yeah.
Just,
that makes sense.
Keep the creativity juices
absolutely
going. You don't want to go into like a solitary bush. And then after that, I mean, I think we have to be realistic about phone's not going to.
Yeah, I was going to say, do we have service?
No. Cause I'm guessing no.
I don't think so either. It is deserted.
I wouldn't stay on the island if we had service. To be honest.
No, you have to stay on the island, but you have service.
Maybe I would say some sort of like, some sort of like weapon / tool.
Oh.
Some things.
Huh?
I know my.
Like a knife or something.
Right,
a machete.
You know, do a little more exploration, cut some things down.
Yeah.
Maybe, live off the land. You know,
like
to the
that.
Point where I'm not being taken care of, obviously.
But there is the food and water is provided. I don't know if housing.
Okay. Well,
like,
then,
do you have to build your own? That's
the
thing.
I would die within the week. Yeah. If that was the case. However, I'm gonna go with like machete then, to be specific.
All right. Yeah.
That might help put some things together.
And two items for me. I think. I mean, it's a large request, but a library or something, like something big and full of books or a DVD player with a bunch of pre-downloaded, you know?
You're going to get through that real quick.
Yeah. No, but I'd like it to have an exorbitant amount. That said, I just tallied up how many movies I've watched since my birthday this past year.
Yeah.
Because I have my list that I keep track of. I'm at 157.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm averaging 17 movies a month.
That is not where I'm at.
Yeah. If Hollywood made a movie about my life, this character would spend most of his time in my bedroom doing...
Yeah, that'd be great.
Watching
that's
movies.
Great.
Yeah, that's the whole movie.
I think The Rock could do that.
The Rock could pull that off. Yeah. Can you imagine how small he'd have to get for the role?
You'd have to make your bed twice as big, probably.
Yeah. And my room choices. The Rock cannot fit in my room. I can barely fit in my room.
Yeah.
If you were a Star Wars character, which one would you be, or which one would it be? It says, but it's you.
Right.
But also, I think this is a funny wild card interview question because, like, what if the person doesn't care for Star Wars?
Might be me.
Yeah, I was thinking when this came up. I was like, I hope he likes Star Wars. I don't know.
I would say I like it. It's not that I'm not. It's not the theme of the whole series that I'm not interested in. It's just that I haven't kept up at all.
Yeah, yeah.
With like the specific storyline.
No, I'm not.
Obviously, I know a few characters that I can choose from.
So which would you?
This is gonna be ridiculous. I'll go with Chewbacca.
Oh,
I can relate with the guy. That.
Yeah. Oh, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Yeah, big fan.
Yeah.
Doesn't say much.
No.
But maybe we just don't understand. That could be it.
Well,
he could say a lot. We just don't pick it up.
And if I was a Star Wars character, I'd definitely be... I don't keep up that much either. Probably... I like the little... Oh, I'd be Baby Yoda. Yeah. I like the Mandalorian.
Right
yeah.
No one's going to be mad about that.
Because I, too, like being cocooned and just like... catered to at all times, and just I'm adorable.
No.
And I also go to basketball games. Have you heard about this? That Laura Dern said she saw Baby Yoda at a basketball game.
Okay.
It's a great little story. You'll have to check that one out.
Yeah. My housemates are big Star Wars fans.
Yeah, I was talking with Quinn about that the other day.
You know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Now a conversation you can speak to. This is big in the news right now. Should the Astros keep their title? This is my personal question to you. And as a Nationals fan, congrats on beating the cheaters.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll take the thanks for that task. I had zero part to do with that. I think it's a tough question. I think it's hard to say yes to that because then you can't give it to another team.
Right?
Because no one else won.
It's just vacated, yeah.
Right, it's just vacated, which is a little weird. However, I really, especially over the past few weeks, have started to feel even more frustrated with how the MLB has handled it.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should keep it, but big asterisks next to it.
Yeah.
And I think the players should be punished more than they've.
Yeah, the players have received basically immunity.
It's player driven.
Yeah.
And I understand they're a very talented team regardless.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't need to cheat to win.
Yeah.
But
which makes it more frustrating.
Right, which is even more frustrating.
It's like if the Browns cheat, you're like, they needed the help.
Right. Like they weren't like a wild card team that snuck in that needed this.
Right.
they were a World Series contender probably anyway.
Yeah.
So it's really too bad that they did this.
But it is.
Yeah.
It's a bad look for baseball.
It's a bad look for baseball. I think everyone's kind of not sure how to process it, including Rob Manfred. So.
Yeah. I'm with you. I don't know. I'm starting to get closer and closer to vacate the title.
Yeah. I wouldn't be mad if they did
that. Yeah, yeah.
Let's say that. I just don't know if that's the best option.
Mm, it's also, I don't know, they vacated Reggie Bush's Heisman, you know? So yeah. Even though it is,
it has been
it's
done.
Weird because you won't give it to someone else, correct?
Right.
But it's tough. Like the Black Sox, if they'd ended up winning, well, right. That's a different situation because they were trying to lose.
Right,
but,
right. No, it's
bad. I mean,
it's really bad luck.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate.
And again, the player punishment is what I think is frustrating a lot of people because not only is it bad now, but it sets a precedent that
right. The
players can always be cheating and the right. Organization is the one punished or the coaches, even though...
Right. And it hurts other people's careers. Like you saw one guy is suing the team or MLB for basically derailing his whole career.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
there were nine, maybe 11. Oh, one of those numbers of pitchers who were sent down immediately after playing
right,
the Astros.
Exactly.
They had that report. Like,
right.
That,
and maybe if they
that
weren't...
That cost you... Yeah. It could cost you your career.
That, you'd still be on an MLB team.
Absolutely. Well, that's well said. Thank you for this wonderful interview.
Of course.
Right now, I've got a PSA, which I am pulling out the book on. Build vocabulary. Children are naturally curious, so follow their lead. When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org, a public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO in Medford, 91.5. So, basically, you should talk to your children. Next up is a Griffin choice, one that is fantastico. Did I mention that Griff and I were both in Madrid together? I didn't, but I did just now. So here is from the, I don't know anyone's nicknames. Like, I wish we had more of the Kings and Bosses and all that now, but the Ricky Martin, Residente, and Bad Bunny with Cántalo.
Siente lo que siento yo, derritiendo el frío porque vengo con mi gente. Gente cante, vamos pa'lante, hoy no nos paran ni con tranquilizante de elefante. El dinero aunque sea abundante no vale, aquí todos somos importantes. Con el mismo semblante, sudado y sin bañar, pero como quiera elegante. Esa cadera mírala como cocina gourmet, como bacalao sin espina llovió. Y esto no se ha acabado, bailamos hasta con los zapatos mojados. La cara linda, qué lindas son. Pa' esa sonrisa, un besito de bombón, corazón de melón, melón. Agarra a tu pareja antes de que suene el trombón.
Sabrosura como pa' no verte mañana. Con lo que es caliente y la cerveza fría, deja que el alma monte la coreografía. Que yo tampoco sé bailar, pero confía que aprendo antes que salga la luz del día. Muévete como tu bandera, el tiempo pasa y pues nadie espera. La calle está prendida, está en candela, bailando sin zapatos con los pies a capela. Con orgullo te digo dónde está mi abuela. Gracias maestro y la voz por la escuela. Que cante mi gente, le prendo una vela. Grito mirando toda la favela, yeah. Lo baila la calle, que canteo mi gente.
that was Cantalo by Ricky Martin, Residente, and Bad Bunny. Great choice by Griffin. And a great interview by Griffin, so I'm thanking him for being on. For the rest of the show, I'm just going to play some songs that are good, in my opinion, and I hope Griffin thinks are also good, too, and same with you, my listeners. Speaking of my listeners, it is a very special day because it is Tuesday. No, I'm kidding. It's February 18th, which means it's my parents' anniversary, so I figure I'll send this one out to them. This was their wedding song. This was A Groovy Kind of Love by Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders.
When I'm feeling blue, all I had to do is take a look at you. Then I'm not so blue. When you're close to me, I can feel your heartbeat. I can hear you breathing in my ear. Wouldn't you agree? Baby, you and me got a groovy kind of love. We got a groovy kind of love.
So, A Groovy Kind of Love, happy anniversary to my parents. I hope you have a good day. Up next, we've got a little change of pace from that last one. We've got the bonus track from an incredible album that has resurfaced my life recently, Good Kid, Mad City. So this is the bonus track, Kendrick Lamar with the marvelous Mary J. Blige with Now or Never.
We all? One, two, three, go!
Waking up in a dream, sleepwalking on another big stage. You never heard peace till you hear people scream your name in unison. I'm so far away from the place I used to be, struggling usually. Look at the new me, fate pursuing me. I can feel the energy in the air. It feel like I'm supposed to be here.
Everywhere I go, I'm getting so much love from fans and stars. Everyone saying how they can't wait for the OP. And I'm gonna blow, they believe in me. Feel so good. What you do, help somebody else get through. That's why I do the best I can, because I know how blessed I am.
I'm so high, I can touch the sky. I know it's my time, and it's now or never. Shine so bright, I light the night, and it feels so right. Ain't nothing better.
A fool if I take it all for granted. A smart man if I keep my feet planted to the earth, cause the people that hurt can understand it. You speaking outlandish, I'ma show you how to make it all work. Another planet is a short term goal for me. A record soul for me, it's just more of me in your ear. For you to hear Kendrick persevere, defenses I feel relentless. Ambition with a clear vision, taking off, I ain't taking off these pistons. I'm taking off on the enemy, your distance came across me. How much did it cost me to get you out my business? I said a planet is a short term goal, no sky is the limit. I'm past that, now past that award, not one but four times two plus yours.
I see myself performing now.
K-Dot.
Sold out shows where the room is packed.
Uh-huh.
Sitting at the Grammys winning five awards. See myself on big billboards. Traveling around the world with endorsement deals. Can't imagine how it feels. That's why I'm smiling every day, because my dream ain't far away.
I'm so high, I can touch the sky.
looking at me and you tell me I'm blessed. Calculated my steps, my heart, my breath. Breathe lungs of a victory and vividly you see me when I'm at my best. My worst, this verse dedicated to the days that I slept with a curse. Research my pay dues, I'm reimbursed. I burst in the crowd with a voice and a crown. I'm a king on the prowl and I see mama smile. And a vow I'ma take that I'll never break. You can break bread with me now. We can all take a bow on the edge of the pedestal and scream out loud that we made it off the avenue and walk that mile. In the darkness I often sit back and get lost in the rap that I wrote. When you told me that it spoke to your soul, I was talking to you, I was walking it through. Every ghetto tell success hello, we here.
And I'm so happy I cry, cause I can't believe all the things I ever wanted are finally happening for me. And it's so surreal that I almost feel that any minute I could wake up from this fantasy. When you pray so hard and you've come so far, and you know that it's the time for you to leave your mark. And I'm gonna do it. Watch me.
That was the wonderful Now or Never from Good Kid, Mad City, Kendrick Lamar, and Mary J. Blige. Up next, this is one of the lesser played, maybe lesser known, Billy Joel songs, but boy, is it a good one. It's about as Western as he gets, and that's one of my favorites. So, the Ballad of Billy the Kid, Billy Joel.
Town. the hanging of Billy the Kid. Long Island, rode a boy with a six-pack in his hand, and his daring life of crime made him a legend in his time, east and west of the Rio Grande.
That was The Ballad of Billy the Kid by none other than the Billy Joel. It's a fan favorite, and by fan, I speak only for myself. It's one of my favorites. You know, next up, a little change of pace from that last song, but a song Griffin can play on the piano. So here's Stitches by Shawn Mendes.
I thought that I'd been hurt before, but no one's ever left me quite this sore. Your words cut deeper than a knife. Now I need someone to breathe me back to life. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover and move on. You watch me bleeding till I can't breathe, shaking, falling onto my knees, and now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches, tripping over myself, aching, begging you to come out, and now that I'm without your kisses, just like a moth drawn to a flame. Oh, you lured me in, I couldn't sense the pain. Your bitter heart cold to the touch. Now I'm gonna reap what I sow. I'm left seeing red on my own. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover and move on. You watch me bleeding till I can't breathe, shaking, falling onto my knees, and now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches, tripping over myself, aching, begging you to come out, and now that I'm without your kisses, gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the bed, gonna wind up dead. Needle in the bed, gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the bed, gonna wind up dead.
Yeah.
That was Stitches by Shawn Mendes. And by the way, this is exactly what it's like just listening to music with me not on a radio show. Like, I go from Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders to Kendrick Lamar to Billy Joel to Shawn Mendes. And then, oh, what could be next? Oh, it's the origin behind the Ramen Djawadi Westworld piano cover. It's Nirvana with Heart-Shaped Box.
I've been
That was Heart-Shaped Box by Nirvana, the one and only. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Who's On First with me, DJ David Meyer. You can catch me on Twitter at Meyer and Goliath. Griffin has nothing to plug, but I'd like to plug his YouTube page, Griffin C Music. That is Griffin, not as in the mythical character, but Griffin is in the name. You can download this for 2 weeks to have forever, or listen online at WMFO.org once and decide you don't need it. I hope you enjoyed this program on WMFO Medford 91.5. To have a great week, and I'm excited to be back next Tuesday at 9. To finish it off, a wonderful song. I don't know when this came into my life, but I'm glad it did. It's none other than Just a Friend by Biz Markie.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her name, she said blah blah blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no I don't, I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. That's what I'm going to say.
You got what I need, but you say he just a friend, and you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need, but you say he just a friend, but you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need, but you say he just a friend, but you say he just a friend.
So I took blah blah's word for it. This time I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends and that's a fact, like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding how it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I call her, it seemed something was brewing. I called the room, a guy picked up, and then I called again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. Don't give me that. Don't even give me that. Just bust this.
You got what I need, but you say he's just a friend, and you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need, but you say he's just a friend, but you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need, but you say he's just a friend, but you say he's just a friend.
So I came to her college on a surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day, I know she was there, the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was a dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was and I was on my way to see my baby doll, I was happy to say. I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says,
twisting my stomach into knots.